Phones. They're a lot better than bridges.
Answers with Ken Ham, a former Australian public school science teacher. Well, this time you got me stumped, Ken. How do bones compare to bridges?
Well, you know, every time I cross Sydney Harbour Bridge in Australia, I'm impressed with its engineering. It's a real testimony to human ingenuity. But reading about the human bone, I discovered that its design would put any bridge to shame. You see, even our state-of-the-art bridges can't compare to bones. Modern bridges use high-quality steel and complicated trusses to endure a few predictable stresses, but eventually all bridges wear out. But human bone, on the other hand, it's designed to last indefinitely. It's a living structure constantly dismantling and rebuilding itself. You know, long before any part of the bone gives way, it's replaced. Not only is old bone rebuilt, it's redesigned, following precise principles of engineering. If we gain weight or we're injured, our bones can adapt to radical new stresses. The bone's also amazingly lightweight. If you look closely at an x-ray, you'll see why. There are lots of dense white lines which act like braces for bearing heavy loads. Much like trusses on the harbour bridge, they give maximum strength for minimum weight. You know, the human bone is certainly a testimony to the master designer.
The theme of God being designer is presented in a fascinating free booklet available through our radio ministry. Next time you're on the internet, log on to AnswersRadio.com.